Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Former CIA Director John Brennan said on Thursday that he believes that the U.S. has good intelligence that can help mitigate the Houthi rebel missile issue. Well, I would hope so. You know, oh yeah, well, we probably know where they are. Well, of course we know where they are. I mean, really? This should be pretty elementary, don't you think? Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And we have so much to talk about here on this Friday edition of the show. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, by the way. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer. Welcome to everybody on 930. And welcome to everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to everybody at GCN for working hard for the program for us. We sure appreciate that. And then also welcome to everybody listening on the streams that we have. You can find those as well at KyleWarrenShow.com. Well, once again, it is the Friday edition. We're having some fun. I think that's a good thing because we're heading into the weekend. It has been a short week. But we've still got all kinds of energy, and I think because it's a short week, we have a lot of energy still pent up. And by the way, folks, so let's get right back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good
and
morning.
I don't have any use for John Brennan, but he kind of validated what I've been saying all along. We
right.
know precisely
right.
how the Houthis are operating.
Well, exactly. I mean, I saw this, and I thought of you, as a matter of fact, because that's exactly what you've been talking about. And the very fact that we know where they are, I guess we can continue to issue warnings. You know, okay, stop it. Don't do it. You know, don't do it again. And, I mean, it's almost comical. And I am not trying to be flip or funny about it, but that's kind of where it is. I mean, and if we don't do something... Or if, for example, the Saudis don't do something, well, you know, this is going to continue to be a huge problem.
Well, have you noticed that everybody seems to be doing only enough to not escalate on our side? We're doing enough just to just kind of be in there, and that's about it. And yet the other side of this, conflict, they just do whatever they want to do.
Well, exactly. Well, and of course, the fear is escalation, but now on the side of the Iran-backed groups and so forth, do they want a major escalation, or do they just want to just create just more havoc and because they realize some of the propaganda value of that?
As long as we're not going on the offensive and we're barely in the defensive mode, Iran and all of their militias are going to do whatever they want to do.
Well, right.
So it's going to keep going. And they're going to do it as long as Biden is still in office.
And there's a clock ticking on that because of the election. I mean, there is uncertainty about the election, at least for them. You know, you would think that they're going to try to do something prior to prior to next January, because Biden would stay in office if he loses the election, at least until January of next year, January 20th, basically.
Well, but even, you know, for the sake of putting, you know, Trump or Haley or DeSantis or Ramaswamy or Christie or whoever else in there, it would still take a whole lot of time and, you know, authorization for use of military force from Congress and, you know, all these other kinds of things. So this thing could, you know, drag out if the United States wants to get aggressive and deal with this with a new president, that could still take 6 months.
Well, right. So you think that they want to do something sooner than later, at the very least.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, I mean, from the time the president would give an order, you know, these Houthi missile sites could be taken out within the next 24 hours, basically, it would seem. But then there would be whatever ramifications that there would be. But you know, I just can't imagine that there's such a risk aversion, as you've also talked about many times. You know, it just seems that, you know, if the shipping is going to be completely, stopped, ultimately, that's the worst kind of situation at this point.
We have such amazing technology aboard our aircraft carriers. We have amazing technology. We have our amazing technology. It's in the skies. And we know precisely what is happening here, wherever it may be, whether it be Syria, whether it be North Korea. Hello, no one's talking too much about North Korea, and Russia, and Ukraine, and Iraq, and, you know, Afghanistan, you know, over the horizon kind of thing. And we're making it inert. We're making the intelligence and our technology and our tools inert. We've got it neutral.
Yeah, well, they actually become like useless weapons because they can never be used, basically. I'm just making a play on words. But you mentioned Russia and North Korea. Well, it looks like the White House on Thursday said that there is evidence that Russia is using North Korean ballistic missiles in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And
we'll
probably even get
some
from Iran. Right. So this just solidifies that sort of axis powers, basically, at this point.
And so can you just about imagine what is happening in the White House Situation Room? And I would also argue that the State Department has a complete clone of the White House Situation Room in the State Department, Foggy Bottom. So imagine those discussions. And imagine what is being revealed that we seem to know in, you know, open source. But imagine what's revealed every day, if it even gets into a presidential daily briefing.
I think that's a very good question, because, you know, it's difficult to imagine Joe Biden getting into a lot of these super details about this. But I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Denise, because we're coming up to the break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon, of course, for a little bit longer here on the program, another couple of segments. And we hope that you'll stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. And we are having fun on this Friday edition. We hope that you have some great weekend plans, by the way, too. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Continuing through the Friday edition of the program, everybody, glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you, and as I said, we went out to the break. I hope you have some great weekend plans, and because, of course, we got some of those storms, looks like, coming in as we head into next week. It's going to be starting up in the west, if you think, this weekend. But, of course, we're, you know, getting down into January now, so that's good. It means we've got the whole year ahead of us, and this year is going to be so significant, more so than perhaps any other for a very, very long time, because America has a choice to make. And, you know, I think if the Democrats are any indication right now of where they're going with this Biden commercial that just came out, they know they've got nothing. They don't want to talk about any record. They don't want to talk about anything. They just want to talk about that Donald Trump and the Republicans and the they're going to ruin democracy. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Have you seen that new commercial from Joe Biden?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, they put out a new campaign ad, and it basically says that he's been fighting for democracy for his whole presidency. And
yeah.
And there's this movement afoot in the nation to take away your voting rights and all this other kind of stuff. And that, in other words, they're going to focus on the whole thing and nothing about what they've done or all the terrible chaos they've created.
Well, and as I mentioned, this somebody in the White House campaign war room or the DNC or somebody, they concocted all of this. And it reminds me many years ago during the Obama administration. I think it was David Axelrod or somebody came out with something on Twitter called Attack Watch. And it was kind of like social media beginning to use some Stasi tactics and report on other people saying bad things about the Obama administration. Well, it occurred to me that we probably ought to resurrect our site. It was, Attack Watch was taken down because the Republicans and the conservatives just made such fun of it and just trolled it so badly it wasn't working. But I would say now we probably ought to resurrect something like Attack Watch and on social media on our side. And then, go back to the campaign and back to this White House and saying all the things. Because remember, they're using the word democracy. They're not using liberty or freedom.
Right.
And I think that we ought to take those two words, liberty and freedom, and explain how much we have lost because of the Biden administration.
I think that's exactly right. Because the terms that they're choosing, it's like when Mayorkas talks right. about the problems with immigration, he calls them challenges that are happening.
Yeah, he didn't use the word historic this time, which means we're in a place that we've never been before.
Uh-huh. Historic challenges, yeah, that kind of thing. Well, but certainly the Biden administration, this looks like this is what, this is the groundwork now for what their campaign is really going to be all about. And it's like the setting up straw man and knocking it down. But at the same time, they're also kind of telling you what they're really all about. Freedom to vote and voters' rights and count all the votes and all this stuff. But in reality, they're actively trying to get people off the ballot, in this particular case, Donald Trump, and setting that kind of historic precedent, it would seem.
Voter suppression. And we haven't heard one name or one case where somebody was sued because their vote was suppressed.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, but these are stories that are told.
Sure.
Yeah, to try to make it look like the big bad wolf is at the door and this is all happening. And it seems to me, Denise, that if they thought they could beat Donald Trump, let's just say Donald Trump is the nominee, if they thought they could beat him, they would say, fine, have Donald Trump be your nominee. I mean, they would just say he's got all this baggage and all this other stuff, and it would just be a cakewalk from their perspective, but they know better than that. Because I think he's even going to find Democrats and a lot of independents who have just had it with the state of affairs that's going on in the country right now.
Well, for the candidates that are out there that are running against Trump, running against Biden, Trump and DeSantis and Haley, Ramaswamy, this is clearly an opening for them. instead of running, being critical of each other, now is the time to, and it's easy, it's low-hanging fruit, to tar and feather everything about the Biden administration and all of his cabinet people and all of their regulations and all of their policies. I mean, it's just easy. So you have to laugh at Senator Kennedy. He came out yesterday and said that voters just don't trust Biden to open up a can of Pringles. And there's some real truth to that.
Yeah, yeah. And if he did, he'd probably get his hand stuck in there at some point.
Exactly.
But how do these, some of these retirements, of course, could be significant in the House, for example. And it looks like the Republicans might have a slight edge on the retirement factor. But what do you see with this?
The retirements are necessarily coming, one, because they don't have the money. They're not getting money into their campaign donation bucket. And that's telling them some real truth here. We're sick of you. Look at Sheila Jackson Lee. She decided that she was going to go run for mayor of Houston, and she thought that was really going to be great. And until that phone call that was recorded, not phone call, but that session that she had in the car with one of her staffers, that she just berated this person and used every expletive that there was, she lost a race for mayor. Okay, but now she wants to run for Congress again. We're done with you, lady. And I think those kinds of things are spreading somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at AOC, if you look at Adam Schiff, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, we're finished with them. And I would have to say it's important for us to point out, I mean, Adam Schiff is not in our voting district, obviously. He might be in yours, but he's not in mine. But that doesn't mean that we can't influence people in that district. Dude, get this guy out of here.
Right.
You know? So we have to pay attention to races across the country.
Well, that's right. And that's why having a unified message is so important, no matter who the nominee is going to be. The Democrats certainly will have a unified message. And that's one of the things that they're really good at. They're really good at coalescing. It seems to me that, again, they're going down this road that, you know, we're trying to keep at bay the dark forces that try to destroy democracy, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? Maybe they won't even try to sound moderate this time around. They just have really set themselves up that, you know, it's either Democrats, it's Joe Biden, or it's, Hitler, this kind of stuff.
Well, you know, you got rid of the nutty mayor of Chicago, and this is a chance for Chicago to begin to heal. And yet these idiots, they elect a mayor that was much worse. And now look what's happening. He's proven to be such an idiot that the people that live in Chicago have had it up to their eyeballs just with the immigration thing. But you were a sanctuary city, and you've been a sanctuary city for decades. So as a sanctuary city, you should have already had a budget. You should have already had an infrastructure there for the illegals. Where is it? And the same thing with New York. The same thing with, you know, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, San Francisco, you know, all these other places that, you know, were sanctuary city. Where was your plan to deal with illegals? And now they're making people very angry, especially when they take away public spaces.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to house these people, all with money that has not been authorized, I might add.
Well, and that's why you have, that's exactly why you have Mayor Adams suing the bus companies for $708 million. Because guess what? It costs money, evidently, when you have a bunch of migrants flood into your city.
Well, it'd be interesting to see actually this lawsuit. I haven't read it yet, but I would say this. The majority of the bus companies are not from Abbott.
Right.
They're from the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, but still, it's like you said, you know, they're a sanctuary city, but, you know, just don't send us anybody that needs sanctuary, I guess. What they're saying. All right, stay right
Martha's
there.
Martha's Vineyard.
Well, no kidding. Stay right there, Denise. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, right here on the Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. We're having fun. It's Friday.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I keep seeing this the video of this judge that was attacked. And that is just absolutely over the top. I think she was taken to the hospital with a possible head injury, but I sure hope that she's all right. But, you know, it's going to get to the point, folks, I guess, where you're going to have some kind of barrier now. Attacking judges is just completely out of control. And I know this hopefully is just an isolated incident, but it is incredibly, incredibly disturbing. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to have a question or comment for Denise Simon, our guest, of course. Good morning again, Denise. Welcome back.
Good morning. Well, I would say this. Those prisoners that end up in court in Russia, they put them in a cage.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah, well, I mean, this kind of eventuality, I mean, it's not unforeseen, but this is, and it's not unprecedented, I'm sure, but this is particularly disturbing to see something like that happen.
Well, you have to look at the guy's record. I would say that this is not the first time that you've had major outbursts that have happened in a courtroom, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't like it either, but this is, we're in a society collapse, civil society,
the collapse. And would you agree that this has accelerated as a result of all the lockdowns and everything that we went through with COVID?
No, I'm not putting lockdown. I mean, it's accelerated, yes, because there's no consequence to bad behavior.
Right.
But I would say, you know, if you just do a small little search of what happened in Miami last night at Bayside Market, a whole bunch of teenagers decided that they were going to shoot off some fireworks, and the fireworks ended up sounding like gunshots, and then they got the whole thing went sideways, and the police, I bet you the Miami police, there were 200 police cars there. I've never seen such a thing. But, you know, they ended up, you know, beating drivers out of their cars and carjack. I mean, it turned into absolute chaos.
It's like there's no filter. That's what worries me, is that typically people would restrain themselves somehow, you know, and I'm not talking about vast, vast majorities of this happening with people, but generally speaking, you know, you have to learn self-control in life, and that seems to be kind of going away at this point.
There's no consequence. There's no consequence for bad behavior in the classroom, in public schools. I mean, that's why you have a teacher shortage. It's not really because they're not paid enough. It's because, you know, they don't feel safe in their own classrooms. I mean, I on tennis teams, I play with a lot of retired school teachers, and they've been asked to go back and substitute because there's a teacher shortage, and they're like, no, there's no chance. There's no chance. I mean, because the schools are out of control. The classrooms are out of control.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have all of these things that these teenagers are doing, and believe me, they learned the system as a juvenile. They learn how to beat the system as a juvenile, and they do beat the system. So as they go into adulthood, it gets worse. And so, you know, look at our stores. Look at the retail stores. I mean, now they're stealing cars and just, I mean, the thing that happened in, I guess it was Los Angeles or Oakland yesterday. Was that where that was?
Yeah,
I believe so. They just drove the car right through a bakery?
Yep, and they're all standing around watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, where's the consequence?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we got a couple of callers lighting up here this morning during this segment, and we typically open up the phone lines with Denise at the bottom of the hour. We got Backgammon and Bob, who's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob.
Yes. Wanted to ask Denise, do you think that we can outrun all the illegals that have come into this country as far as letting them vote? In other words, I don't think there's just too many of them that they're going to let a lot of them vote, and I don't know that sheer numbers are going to overwhelm us. Is that possible that they can outrun that?
You know, that one disturbs me, and I want an answer myself to that very question. There's something here that we're missing or hasn't been investigated or reported. So I'm a little worried about this one. You know, we've got this ridiculous place in just north of Houston, Texas, called Colony Ridge, and it's all illegals. And it looks like it was done with some domestic, colluded with cartel money development. But now the place is so big, it's its own voting district. Doesn't that scare somebody? Because it scares me.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is a way to turn, it's kind of a backdoor way to turn Texas blue. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've heard about that particular area. Well, thanks, Backgammon and Bob. And we've got a couple more lines lighting up here, Denise. We've got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary. You got a question or a comment for Denise?
Yes, good morning. Well, I just heard during the break, and to widely change the subject, sorry, but I think there's Ancestry.com just got hacked with millions of people having their, quote, personal information
exposed. I think that was 23andMe, wasn't it?
whatever, it doesn't matter, because guess what? They've got your DNA profile when they do that.
Yeah, that would be a 23.
And also, when you do these little colon swab tests and you send them in for analysis, you have no idea what kind of information they're getting off that specimen as well. And
right.
Get this, for the lawsuit, they're blaming
the
people who are doing it for not changing their password. And that's just a word of caution to everybody that gets on all these websites with all these passwords, that it's just too much. And to think of what kind of personal information they get about you every day from that computer the minute you log on to Microsoft. And Microsoft has
and
it
Google.
All.
That's true.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's good advice.
Apple.
Yeah, good advice
all
indeed.
All of them. So I would suggest being very, very careful with all of that kind of thing. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary and St. Pete. Appreciate the call. All right, well, Denise, we got line three is lighting up here. We got just a little bit of time. I got just warned the caller here. We don't have a whole lot of time, but Neil in Henderson, Nevada, we're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. I'll try to be as brief as possible. I don't want to sound like a know-it-all, but I think the way you address the crime that's taking place on our streets, the local prosecutors, they got to prosecute. You know, and they have to impose penalties. I think it's just that simple. Let me bounce to another comment, and I'll get off the phone, about election fraud. I have a suggestion, and it won't make everything 100% legitimate, but all you need to do is put a thumbprint on all the ballots, okay? Signature not required. Thumbprint required. Name and thumbprints. I mean, you could still have fraud because somebody could vote for you even with your thumbprint on it. But to me, you know that person's not in a cemetery. You know, it's old technology. I think they do it in Syria. I think they do it in the United Kingdom.
Well, that would take all the fun out of having the dead people vote.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. Neil and Henderson, we appreciate the call. All right. Denise, what do you think? You know, obviously, he brings up a good point, the idea that it's like having the purple finger, I think, in Iraq. It's pretty low tech, but, you know, the idea you can't commit fraud.
Well, I don't know why these ballots themselves are, you know, don't have some kind of, you know, serial number to them or some kind of tracking mechanism of what went out and what comes back. That's the first thing. But I will remind everybody, and I'm going to say this quickly because I know we got to go, but the printing disturbs me in a very big way because, you know, each district sends out to the printer what they need to have on there, especially when it comes to the local ballot measures. And then the lawyers get involved and want to change that text, so they cancel the printing, or the printing's already happened, and they go to print again. Well, what happened to the first set of prints?
Good question. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. It's been a great conversation this morning. As always, we're going to talk to you on the weekend edition.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. Thanks to the callers. Appreciate that. And Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition is rolling along. And we've been going pretty strong this morning, I think. We've had a lot of fun so far. A lot of great calls, by the way. We appreciate that. And we've got some direct messages. We appreciate that as well. And we also appreciate Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the website that you can find out more about Chris and his podcast. And also you can hear him right here on AM 860, The Answer, our flagship station. You can hear him every Saturday at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, also every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860, The Answer, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, as always, there's so much going on economically out there. We understand that it looks as though I keep seeing these mixed signals. I don't even know what to believe. But, you know, some reports say, well, the Fed might have to hike interest rates again because they don't like what's happening with inflation. Others say, well, it's probably they're going to cut the rates here, you know, sooner than later this year. I don't even know what to believe, but, you know, I know the market reacts to these kinds of things, but does that mean anything to everybody else trying to live their lives out there?
No, I don't see anybody. You know, unless something drastic has to happen for the Fed to go back into a rate mode where they're raising rates. I just don't see that happening at this point in time. I really don't. Yeah, and especially after the last statement and what they put out, and they'd have to go back on that. So, no, I really don't see that happening. I think it's more a matter of when they're going to start cutting.
Well, I do too, and I think people are really waiting for that. Even though we've seen some of these mortgage rates start to come down a little bit, you know, some people may be waiting for larger cuts and so forth, especially if they don't have to do something right now, if they don't have to sell their house or they don't have to buy a house right now. But, of course, you know, the economy is going to be such a big deal with the election. And, you know, is there anything that the Biden administration could be doing right now? In other words, I don't think they're going to try to really fix a lot of stuff. I think their whole campaign strategy is going to be one of fear and trying to make everybody afraid of Donald Trump and this kind of thing. But is there anything that the Biden administration could be doing that would actually help the economy at this point in the short term before the election?
Well, interesting. Listen, the cutting rates, I think, you know, it would most certainly help to stimulate the housing market, you know, to some degree. I do think that it's going to be helpful. When it comes to really credit card rates, it's not going to do really that much, quite frankly. But it may get people a little bit more excited when it comes to, you know, loosening up the housing market. There's been that situation right now where we have a very little inventory, and many people out there are unwilling to sell because they've refinanced or they have got very, very low rates right now. And if they sell, you know, then they're going to have to, you know, pay higher rates if they're going to move somewhere else. The banking system's got to come up with some way to actually almost transfer your existing, you know, rate and debt to a new house. I know there's a company trying to do that right now and work on it, and I think that would loosen up some things too. It'd be interesting if they could try to pull that off. But they call it golden handcuffs, and, you know, people are dealing with that.
Well, of course, the jobs report, I believe, is supposed to be coming out later this morning on Friday. And depending on what that shows, that may be an indicator of maybe where we're going, because getting out of the holiday season, you know, I'm wondering as well on spending. A lot of people went through some, I guess, for lack of a better term, mandatory spending during the holidays, because of Christmas time and so forth. But coming out of that, I think people might want to pull back a little bit, and that can have an effect on the economy.
Oh, yeah, that always does. I mean, that's the part of the ebb and flow, and that's all taken into consideration over the course of the year. So, you know, yeah, the consumer spending usually, you know, moves down, you know, in the early parts of the winter. So that's kind of expected. And then they pump a lot of that into the various different models that are out there as well. Again, the jobs report can be a little fickle. ADP report was a little bit stronger than expected. We've got to see what it is overall. I see a lot of, you know, major companies still, you know, starting layoffs and shrinking their size at this point in time. A lot of the hires that were done during the COVID years that they just become, you know, they feel like they're unnecessary right now. And we're seeing cuts, but, you know, not yet to the degree that, you know, I thought it would happen. I mean, they're still moving a little bit slower, but slowly but surely, I think you're going to see more companies scale down.
No, I completely agree, only because, again, it's not, things aren't going gangbusters, but, you know, we talked a little bit a couple of days ago, I think, about this $34 trillion milestone in the national debt. Now, but how does that translate into people's daily lives? I mean, it only because we hear about the national debt, and it could be $40 trillion for all we care at this point. In other words, I think a lot of people ask the question, what's the difference and how does this affect us? Because it always just seems to keep being there and nothing else really changes.
Well, I mean, it makes a difference. I mean, we can't do the things that our nation used to do, by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we can't have a president come out and say, hey, we're going to you know, put somebody on Mars, like Kennedy was going to put somebody on the moon. We can't do the things that we had in the past, we were able to do in the past. The interest on our debt has skyrocketed. Issues that, normally would have been able to have been fixed or cleared up years ago, you can't do it. You think about, the type of money that, we've gone into debt with. I mean, perspective here is that, we were, at the start of the football season this year, we were $1 trillion in debt less. We borrowed over $1 trillion over the course of one NFL football season. Now, if you think that that's sustainable and that's okay, you're crazy. But again, both Democrats and Republicans, neither side want to do anything about it. It's more spending and more spending and more spending. And again, what are we spending on? We're spending on, stupid things, nonsensical entitlements and welfare, and we don't cut anything down to size. And now our interest is through the roof. And stupid government projects that don't go anywhere. We always talk about shovel-ready jobs and infrastructure. What do we do in this country? I mean, we can't build a train. We're spending billions of dollars on a train in California, keep adding more. We can't get anything done, at this point. I mean, yeah, we can throw money at quagmire wars here, there, and everywhere for extended periods of time. But what have we gotten for all of the money that we've spent over the past several decades? Let's go back to the Clinton administration. And did anybody cite anything that we've done as a nation, despite all of the debt that we've incurred? Oh, I got it. We go to war in Afghanistan to take out the Taliban to replace it with the Taliban. I mean, we've become kind of pathetic, quite frankly.
I think you're really onto something there, because people wonder what's the real benefit. And unfortunately, it also means that a lot of our military force, they're caught in the middle of all that as well. But, you can make arguments for, taking action here or there. But, while you were talking, I was just thinking about, because you mentioned like going to Mars. How much would that actually cost, and what benefits could we get out of that ultimately that we've already spent, over the last 20 years on some of these other things? I mean, it really comes down to choices.
Well, yeah, we're a welfare state. That's basically what we are. I mean, that's where all the money goes, essentially. I mean, you take a look at everybody always talks about infrastructure, and Obama had his American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and Obama's got his infrastructure bill. Biden's got his infrastructure bill and all these things. I'm like, do you see anything that's been done? Do you see anything that's been built at all?
No, things are in disrepair. Yeah, things are in disrepair, yeah.
And, then we start things, and it takes decades to even complete them, which is crazy, because we all know how quickly they put up the Golden Gate Bridge and, how quickly things used to be done here in this country. No, they become, basically government projects become windfalls for the construction people and the politicians that are involved and the unions that are involved, so they can get paid forever in 10 days. We're not a nation that's curious to get things done. I mean, you take a look at Dubai and how quickly that city has been built up in such a short period of time. We can't get anything done like that here in the country.
I think you're right. All right, Chris Markowski, Watch Talk on Wall Street. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Actually, we'll talk to you on Monday, so take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, take care. Thanks. Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back after the top.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com.
and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.